With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Republicans are marching ahead with impeachment plans targeting Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas as derelict in his duty over the handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. Chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, Congressman Mark Green, says under Secretary Mayorkas, border crossings hit record highs, topping 10,000 on some days.
On Secretary Mayorkas' watch, Customs and Border Protection has recorded more than 8.1 million encounters at America's borders, including more than 6.7 million at our southwest border alone. For comparison, CBP recorded just over 3 million encounters nationwide from fiscal year 2017 to 2020.
Green said there's no reasonable alternative but to pursue impeachment. President Biden's son Hunter made a surprise visit to Capitol Hill as Republicans in the House take a first step to hold him in contempt of Congress. Ed Donahue reports.
The Oversight Committee is working on an impeachment inquiry of President Biden, and they want to know more about his son's business dealings. Hunter Biden wants to testify in public. The committee and South Carolina Republican Nancy Mace want the testimony behind closed doors.
Hunter Biden should be held completely in contempt.
Florida Democrat Jared Moskowitz pointed out Chair James Comer has said in the past Hunter Biden had an option, public or private testimony.
The majority of my colleagues over there, including the chairman, don't want to hear from the witness with the American people watching.
Hunter Biden later left the proceeding, but his lawyer, Abby Lowell, says Republicans care little about the truth.
What are they afraid of?
Ed Donahue, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 170 points. The Nasdaq rose 111. The S&P 500 advanced 27. Oil down 87 cents to $71.37 a barrel. This is SRN News. Is the tide turning in the battle over transgenderism? Some evangelicals think it might be.
Take a look at what's going on with regards to Europe. Europe crossed that precipice long before the United States did. And you know what? They're backtracking. The Tavistock Clinic in London, which is the biggest clinic that did these kinds of surgeries and puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones, they're now shutting down as of 2024. They will be no more.
Matt Staver is founder of Liberty Council.
Many of the European countries are walking back this whole transgender issue. And some of that is happening in the United States as well. A number of states are getting involved to say enough is enough. No puberty blockers, no cross-sex hormones, no mutilating surgeries on minors.
In fact, 22 states have banned sex change operations on children, and several others are considering such legislation. A growing number of people who have undergone such treatment are expressing dissatisfaction. This is SRN News. The former coach of China's national soccer team has admitted to landing the coveted post through bribery.
Coach Li left the national team after they failed to qualify for the World Cup. He was then detained for corruption. It wasn't clear why, but now a documentary aired on Chinese TV has provided the answer. He apparently paid a large bribe to secure the job. ETR also revealed that previously he'd fixed matches to secure promotion for two club sides he was managing, paying off referees, players and coaches. Ironically, it was that success which was used to justify his appointment as China's national coach.
BBC correspondent Michael Bristow reporting. Search teams were deployed following an avalanche at a California ski resort near Lake Tahoe. The avalanche occurred around 9:30 today at Palisades Tahoe. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.